Welcome to the Talent Development Think Tank Podcast, the number one podcast for learning and talent development professionals. Now here's your host, Andy Storch.
Welcome to the podcast, everybody. This is your host, Andy Storch. I want to talk to you today about the most valuable skills of the future. I did a keynote a few weeks ago for a retail client about the most valuable skills of the future. And this is something that I think about a lot. I don't consider myself a futurist by any means, but I'm always looking at what people are working on, what are the latest trends, what's going to be valuable, what's valuable now, and what's going to be valuable in the future. And even though I speak most commonly about career development and sometimes about leadership development and achieving goals, I've been doing a lot of those lately. I got this request and I was really kind of intrigued and excited about it because I wanted to dig into what are these most valuable skills? Where are things going? Because I think a lot about where things are going in the world of work and society, and I'm sure you do as well. And things are changing all the time. There's no perfect solution, so I won't go into any like technical stuff like you need to learn this type of process or code, that sort of thing. What I want to do is give you six skills that I think are very valuable now, are going to be more and more valuable in the future. And one of the reasons is for you as an individual who might be listening to this, whether you work in talent development or some other field, to be thinking about what skills you want to be developing and improving for the future of work so you can become more valuable. And also, if you do work in talent development, I know more and more people in L&D are thinking about skills-based learning and the skills of the future and how organizations, the organizations you work for, thinking about what skills can we develop to help individuals, employees become more valuable in the future so that they stay up and don't get disrupted and you won't have to hire outside, that sort of thing. So let's get into, I want to try to make this quick, the most valuable skills of the future. I'm going to go through six here and just talk about each of them briefly. Nothing groundbreaking here. I think most will be fairly obvious and yet hopefully give you some good food for thought. So the first one, and again, this is from a keynote that I gave a few weeks ago. The first one is curiosity and learning. And this one should be obvious to most of you who work in learning and development, even if you don't. You know, learning is important, but I've been asked a few times over the years as I've been giving talks what I think is the most valuable skill to have. And certainly there's lots and lots of great and valuable skills. But over the years, inevitably, I have said and thought that curiosity is the most valuable skill that will serve you well no matter what field you work in for the rest of your career. And the reason for that is a couplefold. Number one, we need to always be learning because times are changing. You know, there's new trends popping up all the time. The world of work is changing. And obviously, we can't rest on our laurels. We can't rely on that degree that we got 10, 20, 30, 40 years ago. It's even a master's degree, PhD, doesn't matter. The world of work is changing all the time. I have an undergrad, a bachelor's degree in a worthless field. I won't say worthless, but it's not relevant anymore. I have an MBA. I studied a lot of great stuff, but half of that stuff is irrelevant now, or, you know, things have been disrupted. Things have changed from the days of my MBA more than 20 years ago now. And so I'm always learning new things. So that's the first reason for curiosity being the number one most valuable skill. The second is that I think that we don't want to take anything for granted, even our own skills and abilities and who we are and how we show up. I talk with the participants in my Own Your Career program about this all the time. We talk about self-awareness as the foundation to owning your career. And that if you lead with more curiosity, not just curiosity about the world, not just curiosity about the work that you're doing, not just curiosity about others, but curiosity about yourself as well, how you're showing up, how people are reacting and responding to you, you know, what type of work you like doing, what are your strengths and weaknesses, your energizers, all that sort of stuff. I think it will serve you really, really well. So I'm always asking myself questions. And this is a tip. If you don't do this, why am I feeling this emotion? Why do I feel this way? Why am I acting this way? Why am I spending time on this? Is it a good use of my time? And to come back to the emotion piece, really interesting, because I think we often take emotions for granted. If you're angry or you're frustrated about something, then that's the way it should be. But I haven't asked, why am I angry or frustrated about this? Most often it's because of a rule that I have, an internal rule that might be uncommunicated to others. And you can learn a lot about your own rules for how you live. Often they were informed by your parents, your peers, other things. We don't have to dig too deep into this, but getting back to the skills of the future, I think curiosity and learning, remaining curious all the time, trying not to take things for granted, not to assume anything, not to ever say, well, we do it this way because this is the way we've always done it, or this is the way it works best, but to say, I wonder why we do things this way. I wonder if there's a better way to do things. I wonder if there's something new I can learn here. I wonder if I can get better at this. I wonder if there's a new skill to develop. Hey, we just hired a new younger person. I wonder if they have some new ideas that could be helpful for us on this team instead of me just teaching them how we've done things in the past. I wonder if I can challenge them. I wonder if AI can help me with this job that I'm doing. I wonder if there are any software or programs that can help me. I wonder if there are people that can help me. I wonder if there's a better way to do things. I wonder if people are responding well to the way I'm showing up. I wonder if I could be a better leader. There's so many questions we can be asking. And so emphasizing the need for continuous learning and adaptation in a world that is consistently changing and being like endlessly curious about the world, about our work, about others, and about ourselves is going to serve us really well. So the first skill of the future is curiosity and learning. The second one is empathy and communication. This is all about highlighting the importance of emotional intelligence and human connection in a world that's becoming more technologically advanced. And I'm very passionate about this. I'm biased, partly because I hope it's true, but I also believe that it's going to be true that in a world where technology is advancing faster and faster and AI is doing more and more things, and we're just at the beginning, people, it's 2024. Just imagine life in 2034 with the rate of advancement we have with AI technology. They'll be doing anything that can be automated, anything. I'm talking about anything. Technical stuff, coding, driving your car, you name it. And therefore, I think that the value of empathy and communication and human connection just will continue to go up and up and up. People will always value human connection. We need it. We will place a greater value on those people, colleagues, especially leaders who can truly connect with us, who can empathize with us, who can understand us, and who can motivate and inspire us to get things done, to do work. And so I think those leaders who have really developed that skill of empathy, of communication, of human connection, of leading in a modern world is going to be really, really valuable. Side note that I've been working on a new book called Modern Leadership, probably going to come out in 2025. So I'm just continuing to update that. But I think it's so, so critical that leaders build their self-awareness and lead with empathy and transparency and authenticity and truly communicate and look well and look for connection. But you don't have to be a manager to do those things. I think that being able to empathize with others really creates a true human connection, and that is going to become more and more valuable in the future. I have said for a few years now, almost a little bit arrogantly, again, this is biased, hoping it comes true. Remember several years back, people were saying, oh, we need to teach our kids STEM. We need STEM this and STEM that. Get your kids in these, you know, STEM classes so they learn technology and they can learn coding. And I was kind of like, no, I don't think that's going to matter because AI is going to code for us. I want to teach my skills, my kids, how to connect with others on a human level, because human connection, empathy, kindness, communication, sales are going to be more and more valuable in the future. And I could be wrong about that, but I have a strong conviction that this is going to be true. And that you know, you don't have to be good at sales, but just connecting with other humans, being able to communicate, being able to empathize and understand others is going to become more and more valuable in the future. Related to that, number three is networking and personal branding, focusing on building a strong professional network and personal brand to help people stand out and achieve more success in the future. If you read my first book, Own Your Career, Own Your Life, you've heard me speak at all in keynotes or on this podcast. You know, I talk a lot about the things that you can be doing to set yourself up for future success. And I talk a lot about networking and building your personal brand. No matter what industry you're in, what profession you're in, I think we can always be benefiting. We can always benefit from building a network. And when I say networking, it doesn't mean like throwing business cards around. I think that's outdated. I mean, building true, real connections with other humans, ideally in your field of work, but also in other fields as well. Some inside your company, some outside your company, some in your field or industry, some outside. That having a disparate wide range of personal relationships with people is going to serve you well over time. making friends, but also business colleagues, connections could lead to job offers, could lead to projects, could lead to help on the projects you're working on, could lead to any number of things. I think that we, even though like technology is getting better and better and it's, you know, maybe hiring systems will get better and better, it'll be easier to connect, to find the right people for the right jobs, that sort of thing. At the same time, I think as technology continues to advance and we have more options at our disposal, we become overwhelmed and we become more and more reliant on true personal recommendations. So just to give you a simple example, if you're planning a trip or going to a city you haven't been to before, you might go on TripAdvisor and start researching, but there are like thousands of restaurants in this city. And yes, they have ratings, but you don't know if you can truly trust the people that are rating them. What does it mean? Versus one friend says, oh yeah, I traveled to that city and I went to this restaurant and had a really great experience. What are you going to do? You're going to go to that restaurant because you trust that friend. So I think those personal connections, those personal recommendations become more and more valuable, even as we have access to more information that we can get on our own without talking to other people. The human connection becomes more valuable. Humans are social creatures. We need those personal relationships. Networking can become more valuable. Personal brand also more valuable. This is your reputation. It's what people think and say about you. We are always building our personal brand, our reputation, whether we like it or not. So I am an advocate of being intentional about that. That doesn't mean being fake. I'm an advocate of authenticity, but I think you need to be thinking about your personal and professional brand, how you're showing up, how people perceive you, because it can impact the projects you get, the jobs you get, the promotions, all those things. And I am working on another book about that topic as well, working with a friend of mine on a new book all about building your personal brand. Let's see, our working title right now, should I even say this, is Own Your Brand, Own Your Career. And we are planning to release that sometime later in 2024, Q3 or Q4. So keep your eyes and ears open for that. All about building your personal brand in corporate. I think it's going to be really, really helpful down the line. Okay, so that's the first three skills: curiosity and learning, empathy and communication, networking and personal brand. Number four is ownership and growth mindset. It should not be a surprise. I talk a lot about owning your career. I talk a lot about mindset, but I think really, this is about encouraging taking responsibility for one's work and career, which will be a differentiator in the future of work. So with lots of people kind of throwing up their hands, complaining about technology and trends and blaming others, the people who truly take ownership and get really intentional with what they're doing and not saying, oh, I'm too old to learn this new skill, but saying like, hey, this is the thing I need to learn. This is what I'm going to go do. I'm going to go achieve this goal. Those people are going to win long term. They're going to be not only more successful, but more happier and more fulfilled. Also, growth mindset, really, really important. So ownership mindset is about focusing on what's in your control and not worrying as much about the rest. Growth mindset is about believing that you can always grow, you can always learn, you can always improve at things. And therefore, it's great to try hard things, to get outside your comfort zone, because that's how we learn and grow the most. It leads to more creativity, more innovation. I think we need that from people inside and outside our organizations. I'm a big advocate of embracing the growth mindset. I think it allows you to get outside your comfort zone and try new things. And the world of work is changing so fast. Instead of saying, oh, I'm too old or I can't use AI or I'm too far behind. Like, forget that. Just jump in and try stuff. That's the way you're going to learn. And that's where you're going to develop and acquire those new skills. Number five of the skills of the future is critical thinking and collaboration. This is stressing the importance of teamwork and problem solving as increasingly important skills. Critical thinking is like, yeah, so AI is going to do a lot of thinking for us, but it's just going to lead to more challenges, more problems on a strategic level that we need to figure out. And being able to kind of zoom out, take a look at a bigger problem, collaborate with others, talk about the issues, and figure out the best solution for everybody going forward, I think is going to become more and more valuable of a skill. Not that we aren't going to still need project managers, people who are more detail-oriented, but really thinking strategically and critically and being able to collaborate is going to be more and more important. Even though we have technology to take care of so much for us, we're going to be working on teams. We're going to be working more remotely. We need to be able to collaborate and work with each other. And when we find people that work well with us that we can collaborate well with, we're going to want to work more with them. And when you think about it, this is about personal brand and collaboration. If you have a choice between two people, one person who is extremely skilled, but they're just hard to get along with, and someone who's, you know, not as skilled, but they're eager to learn and they're very collaborative, I don't know about you, but I'm working with that second person every time. Like, let's get this done. Let's figure it out together. I like working with you. That's part of personal brand. And that's part of collaboration. So I think that's going to be really important. And then the last, number six skill is adaptability. And this is really underlining the need for flexibility in a rapidly changing work environment. This one's kind of obvious, but like, things are changing so fast. They're going to keep changing faster. I say this all the time. The pace of change today is faster than it has ever been before. And yet it is slower today than it's ever going to be. That means things are just going to keep changing and getting faster. And people who are stuck in their ways, who say, this is the way we've always done it, so we're going to keep doing it this way, or I don't like to change, or I'm too old to learn this skill, or this is the rule, or my way or the highway, those people are going to get left behind. I'm sorry to say, like, progress just continues, whether you like it or not. And we're going to plan some things, and then things are going to change. And those who can adapt, who can, you know, kind of go with the flow, right, row with the punches, as they say, I don't know what the saying is, I think are going to be more successful long term. To be able to open your mind and say, well, I didn't see things this way, but this just happened, and now I'm going to deal with this. You know, great example, 2020, obviously COVID punched us all. And I was running a business at the time that was involved me flying around running in-person workshops. My whole business went away. You probably heard me talk about this before. And, you know, I took a day to kind of be upset about it. And then I was like, all right, well, if this is the new way of working, then I'm going to figure out a way to deal to work in it. Like, I'm not going to sit here and wish for the past. I'm going to adapt to the future. And so, you know, developed some virtual programs. I launched my talent development think tank community, several other things. And I'll continue to adapt to whatever's going on in the world, whatever people are looking for from a business perspective. Lately, I've been getting some different requests from clients for new and different things. More stuff on growth mindset, on adaptability, on change management, on achieving goals, less specifically on just owning your career. And I'm good. I'm ready to go. Like, let's go with it. So I'm all about adapting, and I hope you are as well. So that's my six skills, most valuable skills of the future. I think it was supposed to be five, but I got six. Number one was curiosity and learning, emphasizing the need for continuous learning and adaptation in a world that is constantly changing. Number two is empathy and communication, highlighting the importance of emotional intelligence and human connection in a world that's becoming more technologically advanced. Number three is networking and personal branding, focusing on building a strong professional network and personal brand to help people stand out and achieve more success in the future. Number four, ownership and growth mindset, encouraging taking responsibility for one's work and career, which will be a differentiator in the future of work. Number five, critical thinking and collaboration, stressing the importance of teamwork and problem solving as increasingly important skills. And number six, adaptability, underlining the need for flexibility in a rapidly changing work environment. I really think that these six skills are going to be so valuable and are going to be helpful to you no matter what line of work you're in. Obviously, depending on your function, your industry, your line of work, there are other skills that are going to be valuable for you, right? Calculating certain things, spreadsheets, details, connecting with people, sales, you name it. There's a million things, right? I'm not going to go into all of them. You know the things that are going to be valuable for you in your line of work, but I believe these six skills will be valuable for everybody in the future. So take note, think about which ones you want to work on, you want to develop. Some of them I do talk about in my book, Own Your Career, Own Your Life. Some of them I'll be talking about in upcoming books. I got one coming up on leadership, one coming up on personal brand, as well as I'll be sharing more on social media, specifically LinkedIn. So make sure you connect with me there or follow me there if we're not already connected. And finally, just to let you know that we do have resources on our website, ownyourcareeronyourlife.com. Just click on bonus. The book is available on Amazon. If you are in talent development, come check out the Talent Development Think Tank community, tdtt.us. Or if you're into in-person events, I have so many things for you. We are bringing back the Talent Development Think Tank conference, November 6th and 7th in Orlando, Florida. It is all about connecting with other people in talent development. It's going to be a phenomenal experience. We've got some great speakers lined up. I'm really excited. I hope that you'll be there. Prices will be going up soon. So go get your ticket now, tdtt.us. Just click on conference and I will see you there. Thank you again for listening, and I hope you will invest in some of these skills. I hope you will be curious. I hope you'll keep learning. I hope you find gratitude in your life, and I will talk to you next time.